When it comes to sinkers, nothing beats lead. It's heavy, cheap, and soft enough to squeeze onto monofilament fishing line with a pair of pliers, or molars. So perfect is the lead sinker, you can go into most bait shops and find no other kind. Every spring, thousands of fishing folk buy a new bag or two because last year's supply is running short. But here's something to muse over. Where did last year's supply go?
There's a saying in ecology, everything goes somewhere, which means that if you dump something into the environment, it doesn't just go away. It'll show up again some other time or some other place.
Pam Perry is the Department of Natural Resources non-game wildlife specialist in the Brainerd Lakes area. She says the lead sinkers lost overboard by decades of sport fishers are showing up today in dozens of dying loons.
How much of a percent is tolerable for us to lose in loons? 10%? Is 20% too much? Some people would say any percentage of losing our state bird may be too much over the long term.
And it's not just loons. Bald eagles are especially vulnerable to lead. Eagles eat fish, including the bottom feeding varieties most likely to scoop sinkers from the sediments. Director Pat Reddick of the U of M's Raptor Rehabilitation Center says of the 120 or so bald eagles brought in yearly, about a quarter have severe lead poisoning.
They're very, very sick birds. They will come in, they're down on their hock joints, they're not able to stand. They are having great difficulty breathing. They breathe with long, slow inspirations and expirations. Their livers are badly damaged and they're passing bile and they're unable to eat. They vomit their food if you try force feeding them. In some cases, they'll be blind or partially so and may also be exhibiting seizures and other central nervous system disorder signs.
The center successfully treats about half the poisoned eagles. If a bird has ingested too much lead, it can't be saved. Reddick says sinkers are only part of the lead problem. Raptors also pick up bullet fragments from deer carcasses or the shot showered over fields and wetlands by generations of hunters. But lead shot has been illegal in the state for years. And Reddick has joined a number of conservationists calling on anglers to buy alternatives to lead tackle.
Hunters and fishermen are conservationists at heart, and if they really understood and knew what the problem was, would feel that a little bit more expense for ammunition or sinkers is a slight price to pay compared to what it subjects our eagles that do become lead poisoned.
Similar problems have already led to bans of small lead sinkers in Maine and New Hampshire, and they're prohibited in all Canadian national parks. In the early 90s, the U.S. Senate held hearings on a possible nationwide ban, but anglers and manufacturers mounted such strong opposition, the idea was dropped. Jeff Rattay is the spokesman for the Minnesota-based sinker maker, Water Gremlin.
We don't feel that there is much of a demand for an environmental sinker whatsoever, only because we've been offering them side-by-side with our lead products for years, and they have not grabbed very much of a market.
In 1994, Water Gremlin, which sells more than 500 tons of lead sinkers annually, started offering a sinker of tin, which is harmless to wildlife. The company was trying to appeal to what it saw as a potentially huge market of green-minded anglers. But the tin sinkers cost 10 times more to make, and they're so light it takes twice as many to get the worm down where the fish can see it. Rattay says in time, the market may dictate otherwise, but for now, lead is where it's at.
We've looked up and down the periodic chart from every angle you could look, and we haven't found anything that's even close to lead in terms of density, in terms of ease of manufacture, in terms of softness, in terms of availability, and in terms of cost.
A few manufacturers have focused harder on alternatives. The Nebraska-based Bullet Weights, Inc. specializes in steel sinkers, though around here you can walk into most bait shops and draw vacant stares by asking for them. And the Gopher Tackle Company, across from the Woodtick Inn in rural Crow Wing County, has perfected the manufacture of the Bismuth sinker. Bismuth? What's bismuth, you ask? Conrad Peterson, who started Gopher Tackle, is delighted to explain.
Well, bismuth is actually, if you look in the dictionary, it's actually a stomach medicine.
Bismuth, like in Pepto-Bismol.
Right, Pepto-Bismol. They use the same thing, except they grind it into a powder.
Bismuth is an element almost as heavy as lead, which won't surprise users of Pepto-Bismol. And in the early 90s, when it looked like lead might be exiting, Peterson made thousands of bismuth sinkers for national tackle distributors. Like tin, though, bismuth is expensive. And like most of his competitors, Peterson is back to mostly lead. But He's watching the future. He's kept all his bismuth alloy formulas. And in a back room lie boxes of the metal itself, purchased years ago from the Chinese army. Come a lead ban, Peterson says, or come a deep surge of conscience from the nation's anglers, and he'll have all the bismuth he can handle. Leif Anger, Minnesota Public Radio.